Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive. Hello, hello. Welcome back in. Wow, it feels good to be behind the mics.
We need to dust these mics off a little bit because it has been a hot minute since we recorded an episode together.
It has been a hot minute, babe. And honestly, like, it actually feels so much better than the last episode that we did because we're in a new space.
Yeah.
We're in a new place. You no longer have your old last name. Yeah. Holy, what a freaking couple months this has been. This has been insanity.
Yeah, so this is going to be a little bit of like a recap episode with some hot and spicy tips within it, that you guys are just going to get a bit of a look into the inside world of Jordan and Jared over the past, what, two and a bit months?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about it since like beginning of September, realistically. Yeah, honestly, wild.
I can't even think of all the things that have happened in the past 2 months.
Yeah. And it's just, it's crazy. And when the craziness happens, like, we just had to like really take a look at what's going on. I'm just so happy to be behind the mics again with you.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the first, you know, golden nugget of this episode is being okay with looking at your life in those crazy busy times, whether it be, you know, personal life stuff or business, and being like, okay, what just isn't either income producing activity or isn't like high priority, that just to save your stress and, you know, your relationships and your mental capacity, like, what can you kind of put to the back burner and not just brush aside, but just say, hey, we're just going to put a little pause on this. We're focusing on other areas, but we're also going to come back to it and pick it up. And I think that was just the understanding that we had to have with the podcast, just so that we're also not showing up in a really scattered, desperate, pressed energy, and being able to show up properly for you guys.
Yeah. And like, and that's exactly it. Like, really show up and care about what we're talking about and like how we're pouring into you, to all of you. And during this time, it was one of those things where we just had to say, like, okay, where is it in our life that like we have to figure out a way to like streamline everything? And for us, because this is a two-person podcast 90% of the time, it's one of those things where we have to figure out what my schedule is like, what your schedule is like, be able to kind of like create that. Whereas if it's only one person, you can just sit in a room for 10 minutes and like rip off a podcast. But for us, we need to figure out where the burnout was going to happen. And this was it. So welcome back.
Welcome back. We are back. So just to kind of take you through a little bit of what's gone on, and then we can kind of dive in. Well, let's just dive in while we're going through it. So first things first is we moved. So we moved from Vancouver, British Columbia, to a smaller city center up in kind of the interior of BC, which is amazing. We are now so close to family, which just feels so,
so close
aligned.
To family, so close to some friends, so close to where we kind of both grew up in a way. You grew up as a younger
I grew up, like, my childhood wasn't here, but I grew up
And I came here when I was 18 till I was about, what, 24 or so. So like, I kind of grew up into a grown
up. You grew up? I don't know if you grew up in college, but
I grew up into a grown up. I wasn't a child.
Yeah. But we're back in kind of, we'll say, quote unquote, like, our hometown. And where we just really felt settled, and where we were like, hey, we want to plant our roots here. We want to get a house here. We want to start a family here. We're going to get to that. And it just was really important to us to be near family. I think between my parents or your parents, like, I don't think there goes 2 days that we don't see either of them.
No, it's like, my dad can just pop over now in the middle of a day on a Friday, or like a middle of the day during the week, and like have a coffee. And it's just, it's like those little things that,
like, it's like those things that make you feel rich.
Yeah.
And like, you see the reels circulating all the way, you know, all around. And, you know, yes, you can have money, you can have all the like luxury things, but What's also amazing is, like, yesterday I literally went for a walk with my mom, had a hot tub with my mom at 9:30 in the morning, and then we went and saw a movie together. Like, yeah,
and it's like, I can drop you off and, like, you can go see your dog for, like,
yeah,
a half hour.
Huge priority in our life.
Massive priority.
So we moved. We finished our home. So if you guys missed, I think we did an episode on the home and stuff like that earlier. So you can go back and listen to that. That was a while ago.
Honestly, just go to our Instagram, scroll down a little bit. You'll see a lot. And then you'll see kind of the progressions of, like, what went on as well.
And just how I feel like we truly kind of manifested, like, the move and the home and the job and all that kind of stuff to get us here.
Yeah.
That was a pretty wild story, which we talked about in a previous podcast. So yeah, the home is amazing. We hired an incredible stylist to help with the furnishings of the home. We can even drop her handle below if we want.
And but it's been like, we've been here for September, October, November. So we've been here for 2 months.
Yeah.
Almost three.
Yeah.
And realistically, the only thing that we need remaining is the sectional downstairs, and it's ordered. It's just because it takes a while to
it's
come.
Like finishing stuff and spare room, but to have somebody come in and, like, see that vision, stick within budget, and just help out with that process. We are big delegators, and I think as you know, that's another reason why we work so hard. Like, second golden nugget of the episode is find what really lights you up and makes you work hard. And I think one thing for us is convenience.
Totally. I agree. And, like, it's funny that you say that too, because it's like, I look at a barren house that needs repairs, for instance, and I could, like, totally vision what's going to happen to it. Like, when we came in and that this house that we're living in right now was at the stud process, like, I could literally see exactly what was going on, even though it was just studs and walls and everything like that. Whereas Jordan was like, how is everything going to get put in here? You know what I mean? Whereas when it comes down to it all being finished, you give me the choice between, like, 17 couches, and I'm just like, I will not be able to do this. Like, I can't function looking at that, and I can't vision, like, the glassware and the colors. Like, we would never have any of this done, or it would be on you, and because I just don't have that thing. But when it comes to real estate too, I don't need a realtor showing me houses. It's like, I need to go on and, like, find them myself, because that's what I have, like, a vision for. But I can't do it with interior
design. Yeah, so see, figure out what works for you and what motivates you. But convenience for us was one of those big things. So we moved cities, moved into our home, finished our home, and then also moved jobs. So I am now working 3 days a week at the dental office. They are longer 12-hour shifts, but really transitioning to that work schedule. There was a period of time for 3 weeks where I was working 70-hour weeks, flying to and from our new city to
never again.
To Vancouver. Hopefully never, ever, ever, ever again. That was crazy. So we did that, and then...
But you know what I will say too, Jordan, is like, yes, it was crazy and, like, everything like that, but, like, honestly, like, that just goes to show the kind of dedication and, like, work ethic that you have. And, like, that is something that I do truly love about you, is, like, how your work ethic is such a big part of you, and it just goes to show, like, how much you care about anything that you are doing in your life, and you do give it 100%. And, like, that really brings back to, like, what we did in business, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, if it wasn't for a 110% effort the entire time, we wouldn't be here where we are today.
Yeah.
Right? And that's one thing I love about you, and I fell in love with you. So a little sappy Jared moment, but, like,
I appreciate it. Thank
you, Annie. It's love true.
You. So yeah, just after we moved into our home, literally what, 2 weeks later, we jetted off to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
That was a wild brand trip. So if you aren't familiar with one of our avenues of work, we work in the health and wellness space. We have a business within the health and wellness space. You can go check out our Instagrams to kind of figure out more than that, or scroll down to the show notes. But we were in Costa Rica for a week.
We were in Costa Rica for a week, and it was on your 30th birthday, your champagne birthday, baby.
And I got wicked food poisoning, you guys. Like,
not on your birthday, though.
Not on my birthday, but...
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't even just food poisoning. Maybe it was just, like, a little bit too much party.
No, but I didn't know. I wish it was. Like, I woke up feeling garbage.
Yeah, you
like
were down and out. But it was honestly, Costa Rica is probably one of the coolest places I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. And it's a place that I would love to go back to, simply because it's like, everything is just so fresh and clean. The food was amazing. It was the first time I went on an all-inclusive resort and was like, I didn't feel bloated or like full of like salt and oil, and we learned so much on like the excursion that we went on. We went zip lining through the forest, but we also went and we learned so much about the place, where everything is done like farm to table essentially.
And yeah, the business
we didn't
that
eat
we're
a single
in,
mango.
Yeah, the business that we're in does incentive trips yearly and covers, you know, at different tiers of the trip of the earnings. We'll take you on this excursion. So we did zip lining, we did cultural tour, and then we went to some hot springs. And if you've ever been to Costa Rica, you know just how like jungly, like we saw a toucan. That was so cool.
That was cool.
And they actually just announced the next trip to Tulum, which is going to be in September 2025. So if you are somebody that is like fired up by travel, you're like, that sounds really cool. Like I still pinch myself every single time we go on one of these brand trips, because I'm like, the fact that we just build a business, we earn commissions, we do the things that we would already have been doing, and we work our butt off to earn them, but we also get these amazing luxury vacations. It's pretty incredible. Like no matter how much and how hard I work at the dental office, they ain't taking me on one or two vacations a year. Like that's just not a fact. So to look at an opportunity and just say like, hey, if I'm going to work my butt off, build a business, but then also get these additional perks, like if that piques your interest, scroll down to the bottom show notes and check out kind of what we do. Cause if that is up your alley, we'd love to chat more about that. So we went to Costa Rica, then we came back. I think we were home for what, like 3 weeks?
Yep, we were home for 3 weeks, and it was a crazy 3 weeks because there was literally something being delivered to the house every single day that I had to freaking
set up. So we were like
up.
Finishing the house, just got back from Costa Rica, but we were also finishing planning our wedding, which we went down to Mexico for. And if you want to see content, you guys, seriously, I think I have like
content that
30
was
posts on my Instagram feed about the wedding and all the vendors and what we did and a couple Instagram lives and all that kind of stuff. It was incredible. I actually just recorded a podcast with our wedding planner, Cassandra, with Whitehaven Weddings.
That'll be coming out soon.
That will be dropping soon. So that's going to be kind of an inside look at our wedding planning process, you know, planning process with a wedding planner in general, but also her like entrepreneurial experience, because she is the number one wedding planner in the Okanagan region, the interior region of BC.
And
now,
I'm gonna say the world.
Yeah, and the world. And
she's the best, honestly. And it comes down to like what we were talking about before, like with our stylist and with her and with everything else. It's like when you need some help, you need some help. And
yeah,
that is a place that I needed some help.
Yeah. I really respect, you know, experts in their field, and that could be, you know, an accountant, that could be a wedding planner, that could be a travel agent, that could be whatever it is. And just being able to create a life where we don't have to second guess those investments is so huge. So yeah, 100%. We went down to Mexico
and we got freaking married.
We got married. It was amazing.
So I'm looking across the table to Dr. Dilaba. Wow. That's wild.
And we were down there for 10 days, and honestly, we were really present.
Very present. It was the most... So, a little bit of like a background. November is the craziest month in business, no matter what. It'll always be the craziest...
Whatever type of business you're in,
exactly.
November's always crazy.
It'll always be the craziest month just because it's November and Black Friday and all that kind of stuff. And like the way that we were able to set up ourselves to go to Mexico really showed how we were able to do that and how present we were. And like everything went off without a hitch with our wedding, with everything else, but it also didn't feel like we had to be in elbows deep into our business every single second of the day while we were there as well.
Well, and that also goes back to, if you, we actually did a podcast on this. It was like, I think it's called like preparing for busy seasons or whatnot. If this is you, or if you're going into one, or if you ever do in the future, like go back and listen to that episode, because I think one of the reasons why our business kept going, and you know, when they talk about like the freedom ladder and all this, I just listened to a podcast about it the other day. It's, do you have to be present for your business all the time in order for it to be working? And one of the big things that we have really not niched down on, but really focused in is, I don't want to say automation. I want to say like intentional scheduling. Okay, mamas, this one is for you, because I know that there are a ton of you listening in. And I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out, throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
Intentional scheduling.
Like, automation, I think, kind of gets, especially now with like ChatGPT, which is amazing. It's an awesome tool, but I think it kind of has a bad...
Yeah, we're not talking automation in terms of that. We're talking about like really being hyper-focused on your time management skills.
And utilizing the resources available.
Yeah.
So what could we schedule ahead of time to roll out for our clients and for our team to support them in the ways that they needed it while we could be present, but still, you know, carving out time while we were there for 10 days, like taking off a third of a month
is insane.
Is, and we enjoy it. Like, yeah. Our business doesn't take that much out of us because we have a business that we can literally promote by being us.
Yep. And we can work from wherever and be able to do that on our own time.
Yeah. So anyways, the wedding was incredible. Best day of my life. Best dance floor of my life.
Go check out the Instagram. We can't even like rub the surface on like what went on, but
check out the podcast. Check out our Instagram.
There's enough content on social media
to last a lifetime. So anyways, big kind of...
Big two months.
2.5 months. And I think to sum it up, it's like, in those times of chaos, of lots of life stuff, like obviously you can tell there was a lot of personal life movement. We just had to strategically pick the areas of our life that were contributing the most to prevent that burnout, to keep our relationship strong, to make sure that we still had the time for date nights, for evenings with our phones off, to just, you know, hang out on the couch, watch a show, you know, keep our intimacy high, like all these types of things that are important in your personal life while also moving things forward in other aspects.
Totally. And now it's like we look towards what's going to happen in the future and like what we're going to be going towards to 2025. For us, 2025 started on December 1st. And yeah. I firmly believe that. Like for me, it's really creating that vision between our health, our wealth, and our relationships that is going to grow us into that. And number one, we sat down and we started to look at like a schedule and said, okay, the podcast is important to us and it's important to you. And it's important to really like being able to kind of like spit our thoughts and pour what we want to say into you.
Mm-hmm. You guys, and it's been so fun to see
the Spotify Raps really threw me for a little bit of a loop.
It was
that.
Like emotional.
Yeah,
it was like you guys really love listening to us and jamming with us, and we appreciate that. So we sat down and we have a lot of really good ideas for the podcast and, you know, topics that we want to bring through, and we really want to give you guys kind of a bit of a preview on kind of the phase of life that we're going into. And I think that is going to connect with a lot of you listeners in terms of what we're going to be bringing to the podcast. Because obviously we want to talk about stuff that you guys are interested in, but also that we are literally
doing
because that just brings the most authenticity.
But I also want to take you along for the ride in 2025 of like what's actually going on in our life. Like, I don't want to just be sitting here being a teacher or being a mentor or being that kind of stuff. Like, I want to be able to have you come along and be sitting in this kitchen with us.
Mm-hmm. So looking into the future, guys, right after the wedding, we were like, okay, first of all, I think literally the dinner after the wedding, you guys know us, we always have like our romantic, like we romance our finances, right? So we actually were out for dinner and we kind of broke down our financial kind of goals and planning and all this. We actually have a meeting in 30 minutes with one of our financial planners. because going out of 2024 was a wild year financially, where we literally had to mobilize a bunch of money. We had the down payment on the house. We had the wedding, which are obviously big costs. We now have worked with our accountant and soon to be our financial planner and just kind of planning for 2025. But
and beyond.
And beyond. But looking at that and seeing that we literally had a meeting at our dinner pretty much right after, kind of breaking that down. Yeah. And I think it just really goes to show, like, different phases of your life are going to take different things. But those practices that we talk to you guys about, we actually implement them into our life all the time. And so there is that authenticity behind it. So if you aren't, like, having sit down, like, almost dates, financial dates, like, romance them, pour up a glass of wine or a nice coffee and, like, sit down with your spouse and...
Being able to talk about money is so important, and I love that I'm able to talk openly and freely about money with you, and that it actually is one of those things that brings us closer.
Yeah.
Because
so many relationships, it's not like that.
No, because it shows to each other that our goals are achievable.
And aligned.
For me, I'm able to go through and, like, really go down on a macro and a micro level on our finances, whereas for you, it's like, let's talk about what our goals and our dreams are. And yeah. It's like, okay, how are we going to get there? Where is the gap, or where is it that we need to deploy things into?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I love that.
So yeah, we pretty much did that. And then we got really intentional with, like, okay, what does our family life start to look like? When do we want to start trying for kids? While also being really cognizant that plan doesn't always, you know, air out and plan out and happen exactly how you choose. Now, we are kind of doing the energetic work. We are talking about things and being very open that, like, okay, we are starting to plan our honeymoon in Italy in May. And yep. We are so excited. This is going to be the first time that Jared and I have traveled to Europe.
Yep. I've never been.
I've been once for hockey way it's back when, but it was not the same at all. So we're starting to plan that. It's actually going to be over his 30th birthday.
Yeah.
So we will have been in Costa Rica for my 30th, and then Italy. His isn't as his champagne birthday. His champagne birthday was when he was seven.
That's no fun. But that's my 30th birthday. I mean, that's a milestone and a half. So the fact that we're going to be in Italy on my 30th birthday, like, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to have, like, some champagne and celebrate.
Yeah. So the plan, and I'm just going to openly speak this and, like, put it out to the universe, because I think that trip is going to be pretty pivotal for us in terms of, like, starting that next chapter of our life and at that point being, like, really open to having a baby whenever that baby is ready to come. Yeah.
And
you
it's,
know?
It's starting the process, and it's being able to allow ourselves to step into that and be like, we are ready for that next chapter.
Yeah.
And being able to kind of start allowing ourselves to talk about that and actively try to do it.
Yeah. Well, and getting ourselves to that optimal place of health. And yep. Like, you and I have had a lot of conversations around, you know, even
getting your levels checked. I mean, I went and got blood tests done just to, like, see, like, where my life is. And, like,
Jared actually had, I would say, probably one of your first experiences with, like, a naturopath versus Western medicine.
Oh my God. I never knew what a naturopath was like until I talked to one. And
this is the funny thing, is that so many women have experiences with naturopaths, and, like, sometimes to men, we can seem, like, really woo-woo and crazy.
So I went and talked to a naturopath and basically, like, was looking at, like, certain levels and all that kind of stuff. And she's like, yeah, like, we need to start implementing XYZ here and XYZ there. I'm not going to get into it just because it's doctor stuff. But it's just like, we need to start figuring out, like, how to get these up and how to get these down and implement fiber and all this kind of stuff. But regardless, then my doctor phones me and she goes, all is good. You're in the optimal ranges. And
or the normal ranges.
In the normal ranges. And the normal ranges, like, for instance, like, say that it's on a scale of, like, 1 to 100. It's like the normal ranges are between 9 and 90. And it's like, okay, so if I'm a 7, then I'm not good. But if I'm, like, a 20 out of 100, like, that's okay. And it's not okay. And, like, when you start figuring out what's going on, like, things change.
Well, and why are we settling for normal? Like, it is your body.
I want to be optimal.
You want to be optimal. You want to be functioning. Whoa, and, like, machine. This just also goes for everyone, like, going into the new year and, like, focusing on your health and your wellness and, like, healthy habits and, you know, implementing, like, whether it's your greens drink or, you know, increasing your protein or focusing on decreasing your toxic load. Like, why do we just settle for normal when we would want optimal for our children or for our spouse or, you know, in these times when we're, you know, preparing our bodies for literally creating our offspring?
And it's even,
I don't want normal, I want optimal.
100%. And it's even like during these holidays and like during the next 25 days going into like the first of the year when everyone all of a sudden wants to say new year, new me, it's like, am I still going to be drinking some tequila? Yes. Am I still going to be popping bottles of champagne? Yes. Am I still going to be eating too many chocolate covered almonds? Yes. Speaking of that, those have to go hidden because I've been crushing them.
You and me both.
Secondly, it's like, but at the end of the day, I still wake up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. And I'm there every single day.
Yeah. You and don't need, like, to next month or next year your healthy habits.
No, but I also don't need to feel bad about popping a bottle of champagne during the holidays with my family and friends.
Yeah. And I think also the energy that you enjoy those in, like if you're having a nice glass of red wine with your family and it's the spirit of the holidays, like your body literally processes that differently than if you're like crushing back wine to get through your night because you're stressed and whatever, or you're like, you know, digging into chocolate because you're emotionally eating instead of being like, I'm really going to enjoy this bowl of this little bowl of chocolate covered almonds. Like really getting intentional with that over this next season, but also realizing that like your health starts today. Like why do we next month our health? Our body is always listening to us. So we have kind of started that process with labs and pre-pregnancy and just kind of focusing on total health. We actually do have a podcast that is already recorded that's going to be coming out with a close friend of ours, Roz. She is amazing with all of these topics. So definitely keep your eye out for that one. Like I said, planning our honeymoon to Italy, which is going to be so exciting. I'm so pumped for that trip. And then really getting into business growth. So
major business growth.
Over the past, well, 3 months, last quarter of this year, we have had massive growth. We hit our biggest month in total team sales last month in November, which was also the month that we were gone for 10 days celebrating our wedding, which was incredible. And that is just one of our big focuses going into next year. Now that kind of the big life events are checked off, it's like, okay, how can we help and like kind of send that elevator back down, bring a lot of leaders up, and really like 3 to 5x our business in this next year. And what that looks like is just helping other people absolutely skyrocket in their businesses too.
Yeah, and pouring mentorship into others and like be able to like show that what we've done is not something that is, I'm not going to say it's not hard to do, but it's something that does take work and a lot of like requirements. But it comes down to being able to show people that it's not as hard as you may make it because mm-hmm. you've never done it before. When you've done it and you're able to send that elevator back down and be able to show people what's possible, it is a lot more fun.
Totally. So again, scroll down, check out the business link, see what we're up to. And if you want to have that conversation, we're always open to chatting with, you know, like-minded, motivated, self, you know, driven individuals who want to level up their life and kind of create that location, time, financial flexibility.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think the overall theme for 2024 is like massive gratitude.
Massive gratitude. 2024 was a monumental year in our life, in our business, in our relationship, in every single corner, nook, cranny. Like, were there tough times in 2024? Yes.
Oh, there were a lot of breakdowns too.
But like,
too.
Was there also like, was 2024, am I going to look back when I'm 70 and say this was the best year of my life? Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty crazy year. And I think right now we're kind of looking at it and we've had a lot of conversations with the ladies and men within our team of, you know, using this next 25 days as like your separation season. And we actually have a really awesome podcast that people love. I've just referenced so many podcasts. You guys have to go listen to them, scroll back and listen. But just using this next 25 days to, yes, be present with your family and friends. It's so, so, so important. You guys, we are so family oriented, but also carving out 30 minutes to an hour out of your day, because you know, a lot of us, we get caught in this self-care trap where we think of self-care as, you know, just being the face mask and the bubble bath and like turning off and getting off of socials and doing all this, which yes, that is a component of it. And I literally do face masks on the plane. I love self-care, but a huge form of self-care too is like showing up for the things that you say that you're going to do and for your goals and for your future self and for your life and for your family. So the best way that you can create that confidence in yourself is for showing up for those things. So use this as separation season. Use these next 25 days of December as that jump pad into your 2025, whether that be your habits, your health, your business, your goals. The calendar does not exist.
Yeah, it's straight up. It's your energy that dictates everything. So if you want to start becoming a new version of yourself, you have to be the one that dictates that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the flip of a calendar to January 1st when it's that new year, new me BS. It's literally right now looking yourself in the mirror and saying, am I the best version of myself or do I want to become somebody else?
And I think listening back to this podcast to wrap up is, if this podcast has taught you anything, I think it's just shown you proof that you can be present AF with your loved ones, your family, your friends, have a wedding, move houses, move cities, move jobs, but you can also scale, grow, get into the best shape of your life, you know, grow your business and have massive impact within all avenues of your life if you're really intentional and you have that focus.
100%. And that's where we're going to love you. We're going to leave you and we're going to continue to see you every single week because this year is going to be huge.
Yeah. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.